Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Claudia's House, where we talk about anything and everything because it's my house and I can talk about whatever I want. So, as I mentioned last time, I was going to Paris for the weekend to visit three of my best friends, and let's just say that Paris was basically kind of what I thought that it was. And I will just go through that step by step or whatever. So, I went to King's Cross, which I was like, oh, is this where Harry Potter went to the platform? I didn't really have time to look for it, but yeah, so I went to King's Cross. Pretty cool. I kind of hate how it's like half outside because it gets quite chilly, but it was cool. It was nice to see. And then I took Eurostar. And honestly, like, going through security and all that, it was so nice and easy. But anyway, Eurostar, what I learned, and I'm pretty sure it's French. Don't really know, but everyone was kind of speaking French. And I was like, well, I am on my way to Paris. But I also said, uh-oh, Claudia, you really don't know French at all. Like, at all. I was like, oop, wee wee, I don't know French at all, so I hope that my friends do, because I am not even going to attempt to translate anything. Like, I was so far gone, like, I really don't know any French. I took it for 3 years in middle school, and clearly now it's been, like, 7 years later, so I really don't know anything. And the train ride was really nice. It was, like, fast. I'd rather have taken the train than a plane. I just wanted to take the train, but, like, it was actually, like, crazy fast. It was, and I thought that I would get a scenic view, but I forgot that the sun set around 4:30, so it was literally just dark on the way there. I took a nap, though. I feel like the train just makes everyone so sleepy. So I got to Paris, and my two best friends met me at the train station, and one of them brought us all croissants to welcome me into Paris, which I thought was very sweet. So I started out automatically being very French by eating a croissant at the platform. But also, I wear a beret, like, that's just the hat I wear, and I was like, should I even put it on? Like, are people gonna think I'm being rude? But no, I was fine. I was fine with my little beret. But then, like, people thought I was, like, French, and I was like, oh, no, I don't know how to speak that. So, yeah, it was, like, that's the beginning. And then I stayed with my friend at her university, and they get really big rooms. Like, their rooms are huge. They're so nice. But the thing is, like, I'd rather our small rooms because we have our own bathroom. And, like, yeah, they might have, like, big rooms, but they're really not that nice. But they're very big. But they're also, like, just depressing. You know the vibe. You know the vibe. So I guess let's just skip over to the next day that I was there, because the night was, like, nothing necessarily special. We just went, like, bar hopping, and they were all, like, pretty mediocre. Like, honestly, I think, like, that after being in the UK and you go somewhere else, you just realize how literally spoiled you are. Because we're so spoiled in the UK. Everywhere else is trashy. But anyway, let's move on. So the next day, I saw the Eiffel Tower. And that was my first time being in Paris and, like, seeing the Eiffel Tower in person. And let me tell you, she is huge. I really did not, like, I knew it was big, but, like, actually seeing it in person was, like, crazy awesome. Like, it almost felt unreal to finally see the Eiffel Tower. And, like, obviously my friends were like, whatever, because, like, I get it, you guys live in France, you get to see the Eiffel Tower a lot, but can I have my moment to appreciate the Eiffel Tower? So that was cool. Then we just, like, went and sat next to it, and we ate a French meal, which was just, like, a baguette, cheese, and a meat. And that was tasty. And, you know, like Paris, oh my God. As I was saying about being spoiled, like our subways are so much better than in France. Oh my God, that place is a disaster. Like, it's so clean here. And I was like, I can't wait to go home to my normal subway where things work normally. Sorry, to my tube, because I'm talking about England, not New York. But, like, that place is a mess. Like, I really didn't like that. Obviously, if I had, like, been living there, I would be used to it. But, yo, I did not like that subway system. Here I learned it in like 2 days and it's like nice and stuff, but there, oh my God, there are some trains that you have to like pull a lever on the door to open the door when you get there, or it just doesn't open and you like miss your stop. It's psycho. And then the doors like open before the train even comes to a complete spot, and I'm like, y'all live like this? Y'all literally live like this? What else was there? Yeah, it's really just dirty. There are people trying to sell you things everywhere, which honestly was fine. Like, I was really tempted to buy like another beret and like some Eiffel Towers, but I might just go back another time and buy some more. Even though I really don't want to go back to Paris, but I think I will, because this time it was like more of a go sightsee type thing, and then next time I can like go shopping and like do all of that stuff that I kind of want to do more. So after we saw the Eiffel Tower, we went and we like drank some lattes at a cafe, and then we went home and I took a nap because I was tired. And then we went out again, which once again I was like, wow, I was truly spoiled to be living in the UK, because that music was whack. They were playing like 2014 pop, and like I don't think 2014 was necessarily the best year for pop. It just wasn't banging. And I'm like, what is going on here? How are you all dancing to this? Relax. Like, it's not that fun. But what was cool, it was like kind of in an aquarium. So there were like those fish. But I was like, let them go to bed. Like, we should all just go. And then so the next day, which is Sunday, we went to the Louvre. And that place is huge. I didn't realize how big it was, because apparently my friend told me a fact that even if you took 3 seconds to look at every single piece of artwork in the Louvre, it would take you 3 months just to see everything. And that's just looking at everything for 3 seconds. So we literally only saw like a very small amount of the Louvre, which I couldn't believe. We were there for like 3 hours, I think, like looking at stuff. And I just can't imagine like that there is so much more in there. But I did see the Mona Lisa, which was awesome to see in person, because that's also another thing. You're like, oh, you see it so much, but then you see it in person and you're like, wow, like I'm finally seeing this. It's almost like I saw Starry Night in person too, but that was in New York, and that was like, oh my God, like I've seen this so many times yet never in person. So that was awesome. Then we just saw a ton of other artwork. I said, friend, tell me some facts about these art pieces. Because she has like classes in the Louvre sometimes. That place was also a disaster. I mean, like, not the worst disaster, you students getting free and stuff, but like, yo, these kids are just like touching the artwork. It's insane. And their parents are letting them. And I'm like, oh my God, the people that are working at the Louvre that are trying, like, that have to make sure that you don't touch the artwork are nowhere to be found. Like, they have chairs which they're supposed to sit in, and they're just not in there at all. And I'm like, yo, these kids are literally touching the artwork. Like, stop them. They're gonna rip that painting. Also, later that day, I went to meet up with my cousin because she lives in France. And she took me and my friend, like, basically, we went on a walking tour without realizing it. We started off getting, like, some wine at this one place, and then we left, and she was like, oh, like, I want to take you guys here and show you this one old street. It's really cool, it has a lot of bars on it. So I'm thinking, oh, cool, like, we're gonna go to the street, and we're gonna just, like, maybe bar hop or something. And I was very wrong, because we got to that street, allegedly, and then we just kept walking. Like, I think we walked around like the entirety of Paris, and I saw the Notre Dame, and all that. And then the Eiffel Tower lit up at night is really pretty. I never saw the light show, but I saw it shining and it was really pretty. The light on top of it that like twirls is like very bright. You can really see that from like any part of the city, honestly. And I guess it's also kind of a good thing because it's ginormous. And I feel like you always know which way to go if you get lost to get to like the center or like to get to the Eiffel Tower and kind of reorganize yourself. Because at least from there, you'll know kind of where to go. Also, another thing about us being spoiled, the subway lines stopped running at like midnight or so. And I was like, oh, but you guys have like 24-hour lines, right? And they're like, nope. And I'm like, what? At least we have 24-hour lines, right? Even if they might not lead us exactly where we need to go, they'll get us like kind of close. But they're literally like, I could not believe that they didn't have a 24-hour metro station in the one of the busiest cities in the world. But the Uber is really cheap there, like from what I've noticed, to get like where we needed to go, it was like maybe 15 euros to get back home, and we were like on the other side of the river, so it's pretty cheap, I would say, to Uber, which honestly like is good because since the lines close at midnight, like everyone's gonna be finding an alternative way home if they're not walking. Also, Paris is like incredibly dangerous. Like, all I got was the danger vibe from there. Like, here, yeah, we have all those stabbings, but like, I usually don't necessarily feel unsafe. But in Paris, I was like, oh my God. And like, one of our friends literally almost got mugged in the subway station. It was crazy. People are literally crazy. I don't like France. I don't like Paris at all. Maybe I like a different part of France, but I don't know. I did have a crepe, which was good. It tasted kind of like any crepe that I've ever had, but this time it was in France, which was awesome. Don't really know what else. Then Monday, I went home on Monday and I just had like a savory crepe for breakfast. And then I went home. I was so happy to be back in the UK. I was probably the happiest girl alive. I was like, finally, a normal, clean subway station, like a nice, easy tube ride home. And I left my room like clean. So it was an even better surprise when I got to come home to a clean room. I was like, thank the Lord. And then I literally just collapsed. So overall, I would say that Paris was an experience that I don't necessarily want to experience again, but I will experience again because I really just want to go shopping. Otherwise, it's dirty and I don't like it that much at all. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. And now I've been back in the UK being the happiest girl in the world, but also the laziest girl in the world because it has taken me, today's Friday, it's taken me the whole rest of the week to go grocery shopping. I've basically had no food this entire week because I finished it before I went to Paris. And I've literally just been living off of snacks. And I don't know what made me be this lazy, but I finally went grocery shopping and I'm so happy. Because now I can finally eat like a normal person, which I could have been eating like a normal person this entire week, but I was being Miss Lazy. And I did say last time that I was going to stop eating Kit Kats, which I did because I finished my Kit Kats before I went to Paris and I just bought them again. So it's been like a week since I've had Kit Kats and I need them in my body again because I literally cannot function. But don't worry, I'm healthy. I'm drinking water and I'm eating a banana right now. So I am on my top game. Realistically, like, I am a very strong individual. But at this point, I'm just like, I'm so tired and I have so much work to do. It's so bad. Like, I really thought that I wasn't gonna let all my work go until the last minute, and it's basically almost the last minute. Like, I really need to start doing it. Like, I kind of started doing all my work, but shoot, those deadlines really came up. I was looking at them at the beginning of the month, And I was like, yeah, right, like, I can do it, no problem. And now it's almost the end of the month when they're due, and I was like, uh-oh, I made a mistake. I literally made a mistake. I've also kind of realized that, I mean, I've always known this, this isn't new, but I have a shopping addiction. Like, I just love to shop. Oh, yeah, I mentioned that last time. But anyway, me and my friend Zuri, we went to this Pokemon pop-up thing at Westfield Mall. And honestly, one, that mall is really nice. Like, really, really nice. And I really liked it. And it's just incredibly lovely, but it's 50 minutes away, and I'll never probably go there again. And so we went to this Pokemon pop-up, right? And it was really cute. I got myself like a little Pikachu, and I got my little sister this like Bulbasaur toy, right? And this is like a pop-up, and so there was a line, but it was like a very calm day, so we only waited for like an hour. It really wasn't that bad. But apparently, when it first opened up, there was like a 6-hour wait to get in, and people had been camping out so that they could get into the store. And I'm like, that's crazy that you want to get into the store so bad. Like, we waited an hour, but if it was like any more, we would have left. Like, it was cute and all, but I'm like, what are you waiting in like 6 hours for? And this guy in front of us, he was like, yeah, I came 3 hours by train from Wales. And I'm like, and now you're gonna spend 30 minutes in the store, and then you're gonna take that 3-hour train home. Like, I honestly feel like if they made it such a big deal, there should have been more in it. But it was honestly like very cute. I very much did enjoy it. And then that mall was just awesome too. Like, honestly, it was just an awesome mall to go to. And you know, we did some shopping afterwards, which was honestly not that great for my bank account, but I got some really cute things. And then we had like this really good Vietnamese food. It was so good. And we had like this really good Vietnamese food at the food court. And that food court was really nice. It had like gourmet dishes everywhere. It was sick. And then we got home like around 6, and we were there at like 2. No, I think we got home around 7, but it was like a really early day. Like, we were out of the Pokemon place by like 3:30. Like, that whole thing just like was an hour and a half. Like, it went by so fast, and we're like, oh, well, with all this time, we might as well go and spend our money, right? And that's exactly what we did. And then I was literally so exhausted when we got home. But then I felt really bad because all we did was goof around all day. So I was like, okay, let me try to do some homework. But then I was so tired that I like kind of took a nap, and I didn't really get that much homework done. But you know what I did do? I made a layout, which is honestly step one. So I did step one of the whole thing, and I've since done some more. By that I mean like a very rough kind of first paragraph. But hey, it's something. And hopefully I honestly just want to finish like one thing over the weekend, because then I have two other things due. So everybody, please pray for me. I have to get my act together because I've so far been on like a 3-month vacation. Well, not three, if we include summertime. Maybe I've been on like a 6-month vacation, and so doing work is, finding the motivation to do work is quite something, let me tell you. I honestly think that this whole week was just me being like, uh-oh, I have homework, and then me like not doing that homework. So this weekend I'm gonna be like, uh-oh, I have homework, but then I'm actually gonna do it, because I can't be the night before where I'm like, uh-oh, I have homework. Do you know what I mean? Because then it's gonna be a really rough night. Like, I am not here to do my work last minute. And also, you would think that since I went to Paris, like, I would have more to say on Paris, but I really don't. Isn't that sad? Like, you would assume I'd be like, oh, and this, and wee, mademoiselle. Nah, it was just all right. It was really just all right. And like, I would like to do some boutique shopping, but like, from what I saw, I was like, this place is literally like 6 out of 10. Maybe I just didn't have good tour guides, and by that I mean my friends. So I hope they're not listening to this, but that's just what I think of Paris. But I honestly think, like, that's what I thought of Paris anyway before I went. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it'll prove me wrong because now I'm going and, like, I'll actually be able to see it. I feel like it was the least cultural place that I ever have ever been to. But hey, I was only there for 3 days, but I was ready to get out of there, like, so fast.
Something that I've noticed is that I literally cannot stop napping. Even with the amount of homework that I have, when 3:30 hits, for some reason, I have the intense urge to go to sleep. And, like, I'm really not a napping person. Like, I rarely ever nap. But here I've been napping all the time. And maybe, like, that's because I have deadlines coming up or because, like, I never had deadlines. Like, by that I mean I never really had that much homework, so I would just nap to kind of waste the day. But now I, like, have to do homework and I'm trying to write an essay and stuff. And I literally just have to go to bed. I'm like, I cannot stay up. And, like, obviously sometimes if you start doing your homework in bed, you're going to doze off. But I'll be, like, sitting in my chair and I'll be like, oh, I'm exhausted, like, I have to go take a nap. And I sleep for mad long. I could sleep for like 2 to 3 hours and I wake up and it's dark and I was like, oh shoot, well, it's dark outside. Can I really do my homework? And the answer is yes, do it. Like, I don't get why I'm procrastinating so much. But this weekend, like, I'm really going to be doing my homework, I hope. I said I was going to do it yesterday. I didn't do it. I just went out. But I'm not going out for the rest of the week and the rest of the weekend, but I really need to do my freaking homework because I'm gonna bury myself in a hole. Like, I'm digging my own grave if I do not do my homework, which is ridiculous how much motivation I need to do it. Like, motivation enough should be like, if I don't do it, then I do not pass. Yeah, so that actually, you know, saying that out loud, like, I'm gonna be doing my homework. Also, nothing to do with this, but I'm thinking about cutting my hair, and my hair is probably past my, like, it's at my waist or whatever. Like, I have very long hair, but I'm thinking about cutting it to my collarbones, and just, I don't know, just to kind of do something new. But, like, as soon as I started thinking this, my hair just started looking amazing all the time. And I'm like, sis knows. Sis knows that I want to get rid of, like, 12 inches. But it's, like, kind of scary to, like, change so drastically because I've had long hair for so long. And I just associate myself with, like, having long hair. So I don't really know what's going to happen when I cut my hair. I mean, I'm just going to have short hair. But, you know, it's, like, kind of scary. I guess it's, like, if you're a girl, you kind of know what I'm talking about because, you know, everyone's, like, your hair is so pretty, blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, like, so many girls that I know, like, had way longer hair than me or, like, hair as long as mine, and they cut theirs to their collarbones, and it looked so pretty. So, like, I know it'll be fine, and I can always grow it out. And it's just, like, why not do it? Because hair literally goes back and my hair will be at this length again. But I'm just so confused as to, like, why I'm having so much trouble booking the appointment and getting it done. Like, I can book the, like, I just want to book the appointment, but then I'm scared, like, what if I just don't follow through? It's, like, a very big change for me. And also, I just, like, don't want to look plain. Like, what if I just look super plain with short hair? You know what I'm talking about? Girls, you get it. I know the girls get it. Another thing that I know everyone will get is, how do you, like, live by yourself in a small space and get everything so messy? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm one person and I create such a mess sometimes that it's literally crazy. And I don't think, like, I'm pretty neat, but, you know, we all have those moments. But shoot, so much, like, why do I always have to make a mess while I'm getting dressed to, like, go out? Like, why do I always leave my room in, like, a tornado state when I go out? It's ridiculous. Like, can I give myself a break, please? That would be dope. Like, I'm just looking around the room and everything is everywhere, and now I have to like dedicate like an hour. Well, not an hour, but like now I have to clean all over again. And I'm so tired. I'm so tired of always cleaning. And whatever, you can say, well, why do you make the mess in the first place? Like, why can't you just keep it tidy? Because I'm not perfect. Okay, because I'm not a perfect person and I make a mess. Okay, but I feel like I talk about this all the time. So let's just move on. And let me just say that this week was kind of uneventful.
Let's move on some further topics. Anything that's been on my mind? You know what I did do? You know what I did do, actually? Aside from this week being like incredibly boring, I did watch Fleabag because it is on Amazon Prime UK. And honestly, like, I was looking through the Amazon Prime Video stuff yesterday, and it was pretty good. Like, they have all of Futurama on there, which got taken down from Netflix, and then it was all kind of on Hulu, and now I don't think it's on Hulu anymore. But Amazon Prime truly coming through. And I saw it, and I was like, hey, like, I've been trying to watch this show for a little while. And so I watched the first season, because that's the only thing they have on Prime. And it was pretty good. I didn't realize how she constantly broke the fourth wall. I thought that was pretty cool. And I like how they... Well, I don't want to give any spoilers away if no one's watched it. But basically, like, there's this whole thing that they're kind of leading up to revealing that she's not ready to reveal yet or something. And then there's, like, the big reveal, and you think that it's something else at first, but then it turned out to be something else, and it was honestly pretty shocking. Like, you wouldn't really expect it. Like, she's pretty shitty, but then she's just even shittier, and I'm like, wow, girl, you suck. Like, it was pretty insane. Like, yeah, I guess you guys should watch it. Honestly, the first season's quite dark, I would say. Very odd. The second season, I gotta find and watch that somewhere now. Oh, you know what else I did? I watched End of the Fucking World and season 2. And I don't know. I didn't have, like, the spark that I had with it the first season. I feel like the first season, there was, like, more to it. This season felt a bit bland. Not quite sure what they would do if they ever made a third season, but it kind of just, like, ended, and I felt awfully dissatisfied. Like, it just didn't resonate, because last season was pretty good. Like, last season was fun, a lot of adventure, a lot of layers. Here, it didn't feel like that many layers. It just felt kind of like tragedy to a character, blah blah blah, and then a happily ever after type essence, but not like really happily ever after, because that's not like the tone of the show. But it really just didn't have the spark that it did the first season. It was just like missing some elements, and I can't really put my finger on exactly what it was missing. Honestly, I think that it was just like the characters, you know, they're always quite bland, and then you get their inner monologue. But I feel like we got less of that, and I wish we had more, because I didn't feel their connection like I did last time. But it was also very cute. Like, there were some moments where I was like, oh, like, that's so cute. Like, I'm so sad. But there wasn't, like, enough. I don't know. I still do enjoy that show. If there's a season 3, really not sure what I would think about it, because it would just need more. Like, honestly, the plot, it wasn't it. The plot wasn't it. Like, it didn't seem like enough for me to, like, do the whole thing. Like, I feel like there should have been a little bit more escalation. But, you know, all is done. It's still cute. Still like the characters. But it wasn't all that it could be, in my opinion. In my opinion. What's another show that I've watched? I haven't really been watching that many things here. Oh, you know what I did? I watched the first part of the last season of BoJack Horseman, and it's been pretty good. But I didn't realize at first that the season was coming out in two parts. So when I finished the first part, I was like, this is horrible. Like, they can't just end it like this. This is literally terrible. Because they end it on, like, things are just kind of escalating. And I was like, no way in hell are they about to, like, just leave it like this and have that be it. And thankfully, that was not the case. So we have the part two coming out, because literally I was like peeved. I was like, no way could they just make a show like that and like this. It seemed literally like a crime, but it's not bad. I'm curious to see where they go, and I just want to see the main character. I just want to see everyone grow. And it seemed like at the end of the first part, people were like changing and trying to be better for themselves. But I'm really not sure. But I'm really not sure, because you know how things are in BoJack Horseman. But I just wish for the best for everyone. Because that show is so sad that you just want, like, the slightest amount of happiness for the characters. Just, like, the slightest amount. Because everything in their world is so depressing and rarely ever works out. So yeah, I'm honestly really curious how they're going to end it. What else is there? I don't think I've really watched anything else. I can't really remember. I just watch a lot of, like, nonsense on YouTube, because there's such a wide variety of things to watch on Netflix and Amazon Prime and stuff that I can't make a decision. Oh, but you know, I did watch Groundhog Day. I watched that movie. I don't know why everyone hypes it up so much. I think, was it like the first one to do the reliving the same day over and over again type? Is that why everyone hypes it up? Like, it wasn't bad, but it also wasn't the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. Like, honestly, like, it's just a movie that you can kind of, like, put on and chill to. But I don't know, it was very strange. Like, I guess the character changed. I didn't necessarily get the entire feeling that he's, like, a completely new person, because he could easily just go back to being, like, who he was, and he just courted the girl, like, after trying to get her in bed for, like, a million times. But, you know, the movie ended, and I was like, oh, okay, so I guess I watched that. But I feel like I should be watching more, like, old movies that everyone talks about a lot, you know? I really, like, I don't know why I haven't. But it really is because, like, there are so many choices. But I think right now I'm going to be looking at Amazon Prime, because they had a lot. And I usually don't rewatch things, but I might just, like, go and rewatch Psych, because that's a really good show. I rewatched it, like, 2 years ago or something. That's, like, my favorite show. It's so funny. Like, it just has such a charm to it that it never loses. And I really want to watch, like, they've made two or three movies, and I want them for free. You know, I don't want to pay to watch them. So I'm, like, waiting for them to come on Amazon Prime. So maybe I'm going to check again to see if it's on. But, like, Psych is my favorite show. So is Futurama. Like, those shows just, like, I love those shows. Futurama, I think sometimes it might lose its flavor, but, like, it always brings it back. The thing is, it's, like, they canceled it so many times, and they kept getting picked back up. It's amazing. Like, that literally is my favorite show in the whole wide world. And, like, Psych, it's just, like, consistent. That show is consistent. I love, like, it's just so funny. It has, like, a charm to it that I feel like a lot of shows kind of, like, just lose. It's, like, it feels carefree. That's what I like about it. Like, it's just, like, the characters, and it's just, like, a fun show. I miss, like, the essence of just, like, fun. And I guess we can say that I just miss the essence of having fun in real life, too. Because, you know, you come to school, and you just have to work, work, work. It's just, like, hard finding a balance. That's the thing. Finding the balance is really hard when you get swamped and bombarded with work. Like, here, it's a little more lenient and stuff. With the work, but, like, back at school, it's, like, trying to find, like, that breathing space And it's like so hard. But who needs to talk about struggles? Who wants to do that? Nobody, because that's boring, hard, and painful. And nobody wants to be caught up in sadness. Because why would we think about that? We can think about the happiness. But you know what? Okay, all honesty, like, I went out yesterday. And for some reason here, like, I get such terrible hangovers. Like, I don't feel good again until, like, 7 p.m. or, like, the minute before I go out again. But I can't go out again tonight because I just have... There's far too much work to be done. But I just want to know, like, does this happen... This happens to everybody, right? Like, you can't be immune to hangovers. Like, one day I did actually, like, chug a lot of water before I went to bed and, like, ate ramen. And I woke up and I was, like... perfectly fine. So I'm not sure if that's like what I have to do all the time, but just like it's not great to eat at night like that. But I'd also rather never feel like this again, because I literally don't know how to get rid of it sometimes, and I don't feel like taking any like Advil right now. Ugh, what a pain. But I still like it here though. I love London, honestly. For some, like the past week or something, like I'm just really gonna miss it. Like, I do want to come back. There's just, like, I don't know. I guess finally after, like, what, 2-3 months of being here, it's finally, like, growing on me. And I'm gonna miss it. The Christmas decor is so cute, and I really, really like it. There's just, like, a cute energy here that I really enjoy. And it's just, like, it feels brighter than back home, even though, like, yeah, it's always freaking cloudy here, but I just, like, really like it here. And that's my epiphany of the day. Don't really know what else to say. I love to, I could talk about horoscopes again, because I literally love them, and sometimes I literally fall down these rabbit holes where I accidentally, like, click on a tarot reading video on YouTube. And then I get so many recommendations for them. And I'm like, please, like, I cannot start, like, going and listening to, like, tarot stuff on YouTube. Like, that's dangerous. I honestly can't wait to go home and, like, read my tarot cards for next semester. I feel like hopefully it's going to be good. Hopefully it's going to be all good news. But, like, those videos... they just pop up and they're like, your daily reading, like, should you lose this connection? And I was like, ooh, I got boy problems. I should listen to this. Like, this is for sure, like, for me, and I will gain something out of this. So I should literally watch it because I'm going to learn so much about myself. Yeah, usually it's pretty good. I was listening to one and I couldn't focus on a person, but then she's like, oh, maybe there's another person. And I was like, oh my God, like, she's listening. Like, sis knows my issues. And that's the danger of it. I'm like, I can't fall down this rabbit hole. Let me just read my co-star, tell me what, and see what my co-star is telling me to do. And it was telling me that I should just do whatever I want to do. And I was like, oh shoot, maybe I should just listen, have a little fun. But there's always danger in having fun. And I'm like, I just want to chill, dude. I literally just want to chill. Also, something that I've learned is, you know how people are always like, oh, we manifesting, like, manifest this into your life and it'll come true? Don't listen to them. Because sometimes you manifest and the opposite thing happens. And then when you don't think about the thing at all, then that's when what you want ends up happening. So honestly, I would say just work towards your goal. Don't think about them too much, because what if you're jinxing yourself? Bro, literally, okay, think about it. Because, oh shoot, honestly, I'm thinking about it, like, what if you're jinxing yourself sometimes when you manifest? And like, when you manifest enough, what has to be an odd or even number, I don't know, but then to, like, unjinx yourself? Have you ever thought about that? We're really thinking into the spirit world today. We're going to unlock all of life's mysteries. I also would like to understand how a man's mind works, because I don't understand it at all. It makes no sense to me. I don't even think psychologists could break this code, because they make no sense. And I'm also very hungry right now. and I want to make my ramen noodles. As I said last time, Sainsbury's has my favorite ramen noodles now. I am the happiest girl in the world. But the thing is that they have it in the cups and I like it in the pack more. But still, I am not complaining. That is a plate that I no longer have to clean because it's just in a cup. I also bought myself some more kombucha because it's so good. And I honestly need it today so I can like survive and do my freaking homework. You know the vibe, babe. You know the vibe.
So, I just ate my favorite spicy ramen noodles, and now I would like to take the last couple of minutes to talk about the infamous app of TikTok. And, you know, I say that I don't watch a lot of things because I can't decide. And the thing is, you know, I watch a lot of nonsense YouTube videos, but then I go to TikTok, and I just scroll and I laugh, and I have a jolly good time. Because TikTok provides... Because here's the thing, like, Vine was great. Vine was really fun. And I really, really loved it. You know, grew up with Vine, blah, blah, blah. But Vine's been dead. And TikTok is the new wave. I do have to say, like, you know, I've been using TikTok for, like, a while now. It's just good laughs. Like, if you're like, I don't want to download TikTok because it's not the same as Vine. No, like, honestly, it has that Vine energy, and what's crazy is that TikTok caters to you, so, like, the things that you like and you watch, like, it'll bring more of that up in your feed, and it's just so freaking funny. Like, if you just want to laugh and have a good time, literally get TikTok, and also, like, the Vine creator said he was going to make another Vine because everybody missed it so much, but at this point, it's, like, way too late. Because TikTok literally has taken off completely because TikTok used to be Musical.ly, but then they changed from Musical.ly to TikTok, and I think that rebranding is what brought them even a larger audience. Because apparently, what is it, 500 million people use TikTok. Isn't that psychotic? Like, that's a lot of freaking people. Because at first I was like, oh, that's not that much. And then I'm like, wait, 500 million. There are 7 billion people in the world, and 500 million of them use TikTok. Now, I don't do math, but girl, you tell me, that is a lot of people using one app. So give it a chance, give it a whirl, because literally TikTok has jokes for everybody. That place is literally jokes. I don't know what to say. Like, it's so funny. And it's what I need. It's that little, like, separation from reality that I need. Like, I just want to scroll and watch little funny videos. And I don't have to do that much thinking when I get on TikTok. Literally get yourself the de-stressor that is TikTok. Because you will just find yourself on it for such a long time. Just as you did find yourself on Vine for such a long time and not doing your homework. So... be happy, live long, and get TikTok. Because I get, like, at first, like, it was kind of just, like, jokes, and I was like, who's gonna get it? But, nah, dude. Literally, now it's, like, everyone should get TikToks. And do you hear the seagulls? Did you hear the seagulls in the back? Yes, they're quite loud. I am so sorry. They're very annoying, and I still don't understand their purpose to be this far inland. But, you know, you live and you learn. Actually, I don't know what that has to do with seagulls, but yeah, anyway, so I think for today I'm done. Not quite sure what else there is to talk about. Oh, the seagulls are back, but I would just like to say thank you for stepping into my house and letting me host you. Next week, we'll talk about something else. I don't know what, but hey, the weekend's not over, so... we'll be coming in with a conversation topic. Everybody pray that I do my work. Pray that I do my work because I really gotta do it. And I think I'm gonna take the step of being an adult and I'm gonna go to the library to do my work because I cannot do it in my room. I simply cannot, and I have shown myself multiple times that I can't. So, hey, good night, good morning, good afternoon. You know, whatever time of day it is. I hope you have a restful evening and all that, blah, blah, blah. Goodbye. Thank you.